Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNRadio.com/Behind the Badge.
Bob Surratt.
I am the morning DJ at WGN.
641, and we're joined now, as is always the case Monday at this time, by the Chief Medical Officer at Northwestern Medicine Central DuPage Hospital, Dr. Kevin Most. Dr. Most, good morning. I need to ask you about a big story in the Tribune today that quotes the Vice President of Operations for Northwestern Medicine Immediate Care, Heather Kiernan, who says, "I think we'll be testing forever." What is the future of testing? What do you think?
Yeah, I do. I think, you know, testing is probably going to continue just as we do influenza testing, you know, through the falls and into the, you know, during the flu season. I think we'll still have patients concerned about COVID and wanting to be tested, especially those who haven't been vaccinated. So will it happen? Continue? Absolutely. And now I'd say the beauty of this, Bob, is if you remember when we first started, you know, there's only a few places that could do tests, and it took 48 hours to get back. You know, now the testing is can be done in 15 minutes, is a lot faster, a lot less expensive. So the uncertainty of whether this disease is going to hang around a little bit will probably continue to have us testing for quite some time.
Do you think we're going to be hearing some new guidelines from the CDC anytime soon about masks indoors?
I do. I think if you listened or watched Meet the Press yesterday, or heard, you know, listen between the lines of what Dr. Fauci said, where he said he thinks that masks will end up becoming more of a seasonal thing as people have accepted them, leading us to believe that as we get a little bit deeper in the vaccination, that we'll look at probably a let's get rid of masks except for seasonal times.
Yeah, I think right now the confusion is what to do at indoor gatherings when you have people who have been vaccinated, because and I hear this a lot from people who have been vaccinated but still are hesitant to visit their grandkids in some cases because they don't want to give the virus to them. What's the advice there?
Yeah, so, you know, and it's, I guess it's unfortunate that we didn't touch on this last week because of yesterday being Mother's Day. You know, I was with my mom and my brother and sisters yesterday, and fortunate that we were all vaccinated so we could sit inside and take our masks off. We had nobody with us that was not vaccinated. That being said, you know, the recommendation still is if you're around people who have not been vaccinated, even though you have, is to wear a mask. I think we're just waiting a few more weeks for that data to show that those people who have been vaccinated will not be able to pass the virus, and therefore, once you've been vaccinated, you know, you may not need the mask at all. I think that's the next bit of news that we're waiting for, and it certainly sounds like Dr. Fauci has an inside track on some of this data before it's been released.
Right. Yeah, let's get to some listener questions here. There are five of us that have been vaccinated over the age of 70. Can we meet indoors to play cards at this point? Well, I guess the answer is yes, huh?
100%. And actually, we encourage that. You know, if everybody has been vaccinated, you all have this 95, 96%. If they've been fully vaccinated, not just one dose, but if they've been fully vaccinated, 14 days past their second dose, absolutely. We're recommending people get back together. The social and psychological impact of this, the mental health that's needed to get back to some sense of normalcy, especially for seniors, is so key. So absolutely, all five of you have been, you know, get together, play cards, and just think about all the money you saved that you didn't lose over the last year. So,
and the situation at Northwestern Medicine and what you're hearing at other hospitals from colleagues, is the concern mainly young people now? And is that who you're seeing?
Yes, absolutely. So if you remember, we've been talking, you know, for this whole year, we hit a peak of about 135, if I'm not mistaken, was our high tide mark. Right now we're in the low 30s, but our age discrepancy is huge. You know, when we were first, everybody was over the age of 65. Now we're seeing patients 30s, 40s, and 50s. And that's concerning. That's that sweet spot age group right now that needs to be vaccinated, but yet some feel invincible. And I can tell you, you just come to the hospital and see some of these individuals. individuals, and you'll be getting in line for a vaccine.
Yes, for sure. And it's our Monday morning house call from the Chief Medical Officer at Northwestern Medicine Central DuPage Hospital, Dr. Kevin Most. Dr. Most, can you clear up some confusion? We get a lot of questions now from people who have been vaccinated, and they wonder about the chances that they still can get the virus, what they need to be worried about, if anything, at this point after getting the shot.
Yeah, those have been vaccinated. This vaccine has proven to be extremely effective. So when we look at individuals who have been hospitalized or deaths from individuals who have been vaccinated, then the number is almost zero. So can people still get the vaccine? Can they still get the virus? Absolutely. This is not 100%. That's why we're, you know, talking about rates of 94, 96, you know, in the Johnson & Johnson, 83%. So you still could get the virus. You still could get ill. But the illness is so much more mild and not causing hospitalizations or death. So, yeah, I wish I could say it was 100% effective, but it's not. So we know that of every 100 people that get fully vaccinated, 5 or 6 of them may still get a mild case of COVID.
Anyone who's been in a restaurant lately knows that it seems the tables are getting a little closer together again. There are a lot of people without masks, I guess, because they've been vaccinated. But how nervous do we need to be in those situations now?
Yeah, you know, it's been very interesting, Bob. When you look at as the changes here, we go from 25% to 40% to 60% as we're going through this bridge into phase five. You know, it's people are were used to these tables being so spread out, and they probably don't remember pre-COVID days where you went to an Italian restaurant and you were like almost touching elbows with the people next to you. Mm-hmm. But as we're getting more and more individuals vaccinated, you know, then again, that 95% effective rate, you know, if you've been fully vaccinated, then again, you should start to feel a little bit more comfortable as you're going out in public. Will restaurants get back to 100%? You know, if you listen to Mayor Lightfoot, I think she's thinking that that will happen. But again, it's coming down to we need to get those people who are vaccine hesitant to get the vaccination.
We certainly do. More listener questions. My 16-year-old son had his HPV vaccine 4 weeks ago. Is it safe for him to get the coronavirus vaccine?
Yeah, you know, he's right at that mark. So 4 weeks is about the mark that we're waiting for people that have got a vaccination to wait before getting another. You're trying to teach your immune system one to learn one thing. So certainly waiting, you know, 4, 5, 6 weeks is fine. So if he's at 4 weeks right now and he's 16, I certainly would get him vaccinated now. Individuals who are kind of in the middle of their shingles shots, please do the timing so that they're not interfering with each other. But waiting that 4 weeks is probably the perfect amount of time for him to go in and get vaccinated now.
We have a few questions about antibiotics. People who are going to the dentist or having other procedures done requiring antibiotics, does that conflict with the coronavirus vaccine?
Not at all. So we got to remember that the vaccine, we're fighting a virus. Antibiotics fight bacteria. Although, you know, many people say, well, I had this bad cold and I got antibiotics and it helped. Chances are you got that bad cold, it ran its course, the antibiotics had nothing to do with it. Antibiotics don't fight viruses. They fight bacterial infections, two totally different things. So those individuals who are going to have a dental procedure or going to have a procedure because of a heart condition need to take antibiotics, certainly do not miss those course of antibiotics, regardless of when you got your COVID vaccine.
More emails and texts. Kathy says, if you're vaccinated, is the test they do in an ER with a negative reading sufficient, or do you need the PCR one as well?
Well, if you've been fully vaccinated, you know, they're really the testing it kind of almost gets to be a moot point. But certainly the most accurate test is the PCR test. So some of the more rapid tests are non-PCR tests, so that's not as accurate, but used as a broad-based screening tool. So the only time I would say to be, if you've been fully vaccinated, the only time you really need a test is if you really have bad symptoms, and we want to know then if you're one of the breakthrough cases. But for the most part, a negative test on somebody that's vaccinated should be very reassuring.
Here's a text for you. Any chance the indoor separation rule of 6 feet will be reduced to 3 feet? Our church is limiting capacity based on 6 feet. And again, the CDC is going to be the ones to issue those guidelines, correct?
Yeah, the CDC will issue national guidelines, and then you'll see local municipalities make their decisions as well. And I do think, I think you are going to see it back to a 3 foot. You know, they'll loosen up on the 6 foot reduction space requirement here. Mm-hmm. I would bet within the next month.
And hopefully, Dr. Most, you're seeing people again coming in for checkups and taking care of things that they have put off during this pandemic. And that's been a real problem, hasn't it?
It has, Bob, and you make a good point, and I hope your listeners are all really taking your question to heart. You know, we have seen so many colonoscopies postponed, mammograms postponed, blood pressure checks postponed. I can tell you right now that probably the safest place you can be is in the hospital in the doctor's office. You know, the steps that we have taken to make sure that we are not going to be a conduit of spread for this illness is one thing, but certainly make sure that you get those tests done. Mammogram, boy, we find a early breast cancer, it is so much more easily treated. And I will also say one other thing, as we're talking about vaccines and breast cancer or breast mammography, please make sure you do your timing of this right. If you're going to get your vaccine and it's time for your mammogram, do the mammogram first, then get the vaccine, because the vaccine can cause inflammation of the lymph nodes, which in a mammogram can be looked at as, wait, this is concerning, when in fact all it is the body's reaction to the virus, vaccine.
Good advice, as always, from Dr. Kevin Most. Appreciate it, Doc. You have a good week. Talk to you next Monday morning.
You got it. Take care, Bob.